USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The President and the Vice President will pay their respects at the crypt of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in Atlanta, Georgia this afternoon. Afterwards, the two will push for voting changes in America to be done by the folks in Washington, D.C. from now on if their partisan bill passes. This comes after Democrats claim the 2020 election was one of the most secure and fairest elections in American history. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
He's quite focused on ensuring the American people understand what is at stake here. Protecting the fundamental right to vote. Everyone is going to have to take a hard look at where they want to be at this moment in history.
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee.
This is not a voting rights bill. It's a sweeping takeover of our democracy.
The president will return to the White House later this evening. USA Radio News.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Higher education financial aid is under fire in America.
A number of major U.S. universities are being sued for alleged antitrust violations related to the way they work together to determine financial aid rewards for students. A lawsuit filed in Illinois federal court alleges the schools engaged in price fixing and unfairly limiting aid by using shared techniques to figure out applicants' financial need. Schools are allowed to collaborate on their formulas under federal law, but not if they consider an applicant's financial need. The lawsuit is seeking damages and a permanent end to the college's collaboration in figuring out financial need and awarding aid. Some of the 16 universities named in the suit as defendants are Yale, Northwestern, Duke, Notre Dame, and Columbia. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As fear-mongering has been the White House approach to the COVID-19 pandemic, Republican Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas on Newsmax says the way the Biden administration has publicly handled the pandemic has a lot of Americans scratching their heads.
This Biden administration's always been a day late and a dollar short, right? Going back even to the vaccine boosters for seniors this summer, they got the boosters after the Delta wave penetrated across the country. Now the same story here with their testing. It's going to get here after Delta's pretty well over with. Look, President Trump gave this White House back a vaccine. He gave them therapeutics, and he gave them therapeutics like monoclonal antibodies as well as testing. But this White House didn't buy enough of them. Why hasn't this White House invested in a warp speed for therapeutics?
Senator Marshall weighs in on the question before the Supreme Court of the United States. Can the federal government force you to put something into your body?
I reviewed most of their statements. I tend to read the process rather than waste so much time watching it. But I think that you could tell by the tone of the Supreme Court that the majority of them feel like these mandates are unconstitutional, that this is once more an overreach by the federal government trying to control the populace, right? That they have a one-size-fits-all approach, and we've proven that vaccine mandates don't work. We have, 30,000 healthcare workers have resigned in New York State, and now they have a shortage of healthcare workers. We're seeing that all across the nation.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.